Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The group Tank and the Bangas are beloved in their hometown of New Orleans, but they became a festival favorite across the country over the last 2 years after winning NPR's Tiny Desk Contest with Quick, a single they released in 2017.
The block just got hot. When you see a tree, gotta be slick, gotta be quick, gotta get. Got two, ain't no telling what I'm gonna do tonight. Man, I showed up in the room, it was full of liquor and colors. Then I grabbed some Bobby's boom, and he was curious and plaster.
Like a lot of, quote, overnight success stories, Tank and the Bangas have been at this for a better part of a decade. The band is headed up by Tank, also known as Tariana Ball. Hi, Tariana.
Hey.
With core members who include Joshua Johnson on drum. Hi, Joshua.
What's goody?
Albert Allenback on alto sax and flute. And Norman Spencer. Hi, Norman.
Hey, I'm Norman Spence.
Norman Spence.
Yeah.
No R. Norman Spence.
Spencer without the R.
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, you can stay. Thanks for coming to the studio, y'all. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Dope.
So this new album, Green Balloon, where'd you record it? What was the process like?
Wow, we recorded Green Balloon all over, actually. We recorded a little bit of it. We first started writing it in London. We recorded it in Florida when we rented out a little house and just locked ourselves up with each other and decided to just make music. Right. And we did it in California and New Orleans, of course.
And on stages.
That's true.
Random stages.
Describe on stages for our listeners.
During sound check.
For real?
Literally.
Sometimes that's all you have, right?
We have moments during sound check where Merrill or Norman or Albert may come up with a little diddle, and that will just spark just a small thing of creativity and Tank, and that becomes a gigantic nuclear bomb. So, yeah.
How do you know when you've got one of those? One of those little sparks?
You know it.
If you get a little spark,
you feel it.
You know it. Yeah. Somebody takes out their recorder. You just know.
Yeah, you're always on.
Magic is happening. It's time to record this magic.
And you never want to forget it, man.
The worst is when you lose it.
Ooh. Yeah,
the
man.
The worst is when you don't pull that phone out and say, let me record this
melody.
I
have one thing like that I lost, and it was from Africa when we went out that way, and it was like, I feel so bad even now. Like, I wish I could get it back. But with each thing that I lose, I'm sure we'll get more and more stuff to do, you know?
It's a beautiful way to think about
it. You got to keep your ears and your heart open to the elements and the things that's happening around you, because that's what inspiration is.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, you know, a lot of our stuff just out the blue, melodies or even a horn or the rhythm from a windshield wiper would trigger a whole song, and it's like, whoa.
Especially y'all, because y'all real weird. Y'all really hear a windshield and be like,
yo, I got
you. She's talking about us being weird, but she come up with the lyrics to it. So how much weirder are you?
You should hear some of the voice recording. She done sent that. 1, 2, 3. I said, what is this?
You see how they do me?
No, but no, it comes, it turns into something that people like.
Yeah,
Brady's is what I just did.
Yeah.
I just walked into family dinner.
That's how Brady started.
That's Brady.
You did.
Tank puts a bounce beat behind everything she said.
It works.
All right,
it works.
It's gonna be a jazz ballad, and we okay. So here, there's a green grass.
Come on.
Everything is an interpretation.
You guys are
everything.
Wrong for this.
Oh man.
My guests are Tank and the Bangas. This is going to be good.
What's good? Right.
So there are 17 tracks?
I thought you was about to say there are 17 members.
Whoa!
Only
throughout the course of
throughout
our
the course of the entire experience of Tank and the Bangas. Yes. Yeah, it's been over 17 members.
So 17 tracks.
It's 17?
It is.
Okay.
17 tracks.
So my question is, did you start out with, you know, 34 and got it down to 17? Or were these always like kind of the core 17?
Ha!
No, it's been some narrowing and kind of like just slight though. It's like everything.
Interludes as well,
small,
you know.
Trimming.
It's a story. Green Balloon is a story, and like Josh said yesterday, we can only hope and pray, and our wish is that the fans listen to the album in its entirety. Don't skip. Don't fast forward. Don't ask for things to be quick. You know. Listen with your ears and with your heart, because it's a story, and it's little interludes and stories of this whole process. So don't skip. Everything in a long song is a story. It's a journey.
I like how you said that.
Facts of life.
Don't look for everything to be quick.
Or a roller coaster ride either. You know what I'm talking about?
So throughout the entire conversation, we're just going to be dropping song titles, obviously.
Have you ever been on a spaceship before?
Yeah, that's what the music's like, Bill.
Do you know Mr. Lion?
hey, really nice.
I like nice things, too. I understand.
Oh, come on.
But I hate ants, bro.
Okay,
I hate ants.
I heard what you just did there.
I usually step on ants, but that's something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
What's changed the most for y'all in the past 2 years since winning Tiny Desk?
Wow.
Oh, man.
The amount of people at our shows.
Yeah.
It used to be like 8 to 25, 30 people, 50 people, you know, maybe 100. And then boom, Tiny Desk happened, and we are selling out big rooms, much bigger rooms. We've had over 1,000 sold out, you know what I mean, on multiple occasions. It's a really cool thing that changed for us. I think that's been the biggest change, but I could be wrong.
What about for you, Tank? What's been a real sort of different thing in your world?
Oh, my gosh. I think that something that I've had to come to the realization is, even though this has always been what it is, that this is not a... This is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's an entire lifestyle. The travel, speaking to people that you don't know, the creative thought process of things, all of it. It's not literally our life at home. That's the part that's small now, and we make it bigger. We could be home 2-3 days, and we're going to try to fit everything we can in those 3 days. But the rest of your life is out there on the road on these stages, like, and it's a complete lifestyle now. You know, that's what I've been wrestling with. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, okay.
And that's what I was gonna say. I think the thing that changed the most for us was our perception of where we are and where we're going, because I think that situation when we found out that we won unanimously out of
6 or 7 thousand,
yeah,
something like that.
It was almost like a little sign, like, yo, y'all doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Y'all where y'all supposed to be, man. So it was almost a mind-changing perception moment for everybody, including myself, just about the direction and the future of what we really wanted to do, if this is where we really wanted to be, you know what I mean? Everybody.
The reaction in Tiny Desk definitely made it special. I would treat you on my bad.
What do you think?
No, that's okay. I realized... You know,
he act like he doing an interview.
Oh, that's okay. No, right.
He's just watching
all,
it.
You have all the same problems that you come on the stage with, that you leave off it with, you know, no matter the size of the stage. And I think a lot of us have learned a lot about what the futility of chasing something that doesn't exist or searching for inner peace on the outside is. So, like, you know, oh good, we've got some success, and you know, we still feel some of these same things, you still have the same pains. Mm-hmm. And so because we were the artists who were, you know, doing it and promising, and it was real tough, and we ate a lot of like rice and beans and, you know, and
noodles, just, baby,
you
what's
know
up?
Noodles and then we had to do that, and then when
what's
we get to
Marley's?
A certain other level, when we get to the next level where we can sell more, you know, where we can have a lot of people at our shows and be able to, you know, pay rent and stuff,
right.
You learn a lot about how you have to adjust, because now that you thought that the thing that was causing you pain is removed and you still have pain, you learn a whole lot.
As a friend always said, you take you with you.
Mm. I say,
everywhere you
what's
go.
Up?
Mm.
I say
you go.
That all the time. I say that all the time. I say no matter where you're going, no matter what you're trying to run away from, no matter what city I'm going to, I'm taking me with me. So this mind, this spirit, this body, it got to be right, because no matter where I'm going, you can't run away from you. It's going wherever you go.
You're
going
to be you tomorrow, too.
Be on vacation, Mo. Do that. It's going to be good for you. But you still you. You still you.
Yeah.
So, that's real, yeah. You know, you got to. I said, man, this is my home. I live here. This got to be right, because I live here.
It, go look in the mirror.
Yeah, so.
Have you had to change the stage show at all, now that you're playing for bigger audiences?
I mean, the stage show is always changing for us, so it's never stays the same very long, because we're weird and we get bored. And we like to do new things, and we like to try different things. And she loves to explore different approaches, and poetry always has to be infused, so it's never going to be the same thing. She may even spit it different, and it makes the entire show flow differently, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
and the shows have always been big.
Yeah.
Even though they were in small places. We give people even tell us, when our manager, our best friend says, you guys, you play like, we'll be in a small coffee house trying to put on a big old show playing Nirvana or something, just get a coffee
Boo-boo
house.
Feedback.
You know,
They jumping and
but,
sweating.
You know, but we'll work up to that because, you know, a lot of times when it's small, we like to calm it down too because, you know, that's some of our stomping grounds. But since the shows have always had this big sound, when we go on the big stages,
it just fits.
It fits. Now, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, dancers in the future.
Oh, you finally.
Big old pyrotechnics. Big old pyrotechnics. You know what I'm saying?
Those LCD lights.
A kite flying around randomly.
So apparently she wants to fly around on a cat. On a kite.
With a cat. You know what I'm saying? That's in the works. That's in the mind.
And, I'm telling you.
And as the stages get bigger, of course, we want the show to get bigger because we're excited about that. And we want to give the fans the type of experience that they'll never forget that our role models gave to us.
Yeah,
facts,
man.
Facts.
The same thing we kind of grew up that put us in this mindset we want to be able to share with everybody. Not even if they don't get to see what we saw, we want to be that light that they see that triggers that same emotion. You know what I mean?
Man, they get something that they get to take home and even bring back. It's like regurgitated energy or something. It's like we put it out there, and then they keep coming back for more. It'd be the same people sometimes, traveling from city to city, trying to catch that wave again.
The dopest
again.
Part is seeing young people and old people,
that
man.
Part,
like
yo,
there's
all
no
colors.
there's no age restriction
it's
for
no
the music.
No melanin
man.
Requirement or you know
yeah, nothing, awesome. Man. Anybody comes in and they're like, oh my god, this is amazing, or they come in and they're saying, What
is
this?
I was like,
what just happened to me?
I didn't believe
in
God,
what I'm feeling.
I don't know what that.
You know what I mean?
I'm an atheist, but man, I think God was in that.
They say it was spiritual, right?
Yeah, man,
it was.
I really felt something from reading somebody say that they came to our show and they came to the show and was changed so much, and it was like a turning point for them because they were like on the verge of suicide and depression.
You said someone, it's been
like
several
this,
someone.
Yeah, but it's just amazing. Like when you hear those kind of stories, it's like, man, it
we
lets
know.
You know you where you're supposed to be.
You put the light in the darkness,
yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
that dark
man.
Was.
And we know.
When NPR happened.
God is in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know. He is. We could have no.
It's not
we
us.
We cannot touch a heart. I mean, mm-hmm. We could cut you,
yeah.
But you're not, it's not going to be a living heart anymore.
We loud and silly.
See, no,
weird.
But real talk. We was at, we did the NPR contest that day, and afterwards, it was a couple people that were like emotional. And I'm looking like, hold up, y'all at work.
Y'all crying.
You crying at work. You got to go back to your desk, and you in tears. You making yourself together. I'm looking at it like this, but then at the same time, I had to look at it like, no, they got something that didn't know we were bringing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's touching them in a you know a way that we got to respect. I got to respect.
Definitely,
and women sometimes.
Man.
You know.
Can you tell me about ants?
Because yeah,
you're going to play this next.
I'll tell you one thing about
exoskeleton.
Ants. I don't like them.
No, bite them.
I really have a phobia with them. So,
and when they work together, they could move some amazing things.
Yes.
All right, you're making me itch.
Pheromones for communication, I believe that's used.
You know he didn't want me to name it ants because he don't like ants.
Really
crazy in your day.
I really don't. Look, the first thing we said, what are we going to call it? And
oh,
we was like, ants. And I was like, yeah. And then it was like, let's
ew,
call
no.
it something else.
Boy, I love that. It captures me.
It was like, I said it and I shouldn't
it's
have said
colors,
it.
It's the colors and the colors change. No, colors, man.
Yeah.
Ants was one of our favorites off the album because of the way it came about. You know, yeah. We just up in a studio.
A vintage
and
studio,
it's just
too.
A vintage studio, old
Ooh,
school.
It was so beautiful.
Ugly, dirty, beautiful type
yes.
place.
Was that the Ray Charles joint?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it was a vibe in there. Mm-hmm. It was sweet, too.
Broken
and,
world.
Broken the boys were just world. Playing, mm-hmm. and I just started writing. And I saw my Spotify, something said Empire Ants. And I just started saying, where
oh,
did the ants
that,
go?
That's the gorilla song that
oh,
I was letting
gorillas.
You hear, man.
And
that
and
song
I just started
to
saying,
me
where
was
did the
so
ants
beautiful.
Go?
Yo, you are something else.
You remember that
name.
Song, bro?
That is so
ba 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 ba. That song is so beautiful,
love
man.
Gorillas,
jeez,
yeah,
and that was
I
in a Gorillaz moment.
Yes, indeed. Yo.
So
that's
cool. I don't know that song. Is there
I
any
never
crossover
heard it yet, though.
Between
it was
like
I'm gonna play it right now
and Empire Ants? Because that'd be crazy if there was
so,
any sort
so
of.
So guess what?
The
I never
second
heard
half of it.
It just was on my Spotify list because a friend wanted me to hear it.
I told her to listen to it because it has such a beautiful change. Like halfway through, it does this thing, and it's like I can't explain it. Because to me, it was like listening to, it's like riding down New York City at night and just seeing all the lights, like Times Square. That's what it reminded me of when you see it. Like when you hear that
the
second half.
The actual song Empire is?
The actual second half of that song reminds me of you riding in a very nice black car with your sunroof open. That's and funny. You just
you
look
so
up
diddy,
and
yo.
You see. No, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no. It set a no. scene, though.
It sets a scene. It's a scene. And you just see Times Square and all the lights just passing you in almost like a blur. You know what I mean? Like it's you're not going fast, but it just looks like waves of light. And it's just, it's beautiful, man. That song is crazy.
Just right, so our listeners are going to check out Gorilla Ants.
Yes, please. Gorilla Empire Ants.
Empire Ants.
Yeah.
I want our listeners to hear your ants, though.
Uh-oh.
I love ants.
It's time for them to hear the ants, then.
I love the words. One of my favorite poems I probably ever wrote. Really love it. And just in the way it flowed out. And it was only because the boys was vibing so hard that I wrote it right there. All those words, man.
See, I told you
she's
weird.
There was like three verses long. And it was because of them. Because it was fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh vibe. It's a fresh anointing. It's the spirit likes to say.
That's what happens when weirdos all get together, man.
Yeah, man. So weirdos unite. You know?
Weirdos unite. Here's Ants. Like
y'all ready?
I'm for you.
What's up,
Avengers assemble.
All right. Norman's going the piano. Joshua's heading to his room of drums.
Room of drums.
Solid wall of sound.
There you go. This is Tank and the Bangas. Ants from their new album, Green Balloon.
Go by, carrying fish plates and first dates, finger waves and hard hairstyles, corner conversations, pop locking and dropping, high school sweetheart at the gas station. I wonder who he's dating now, if he's married now, if he's busy thinking what was like I am now. Should I ask him how he doing, if he going to the second line? I am late for rehearsal now, I am late for rehearsal now, and Erica told me I'll see in the next lifetime, so. Like me, men that dodge me. The girls wanna fight me, cause like Kimmy, I'm dark and pretty, confident and sadiddy like Whitley. Yeah, down to earth like Freddy. I'm down to ride no Bentley. At home, it was Kool-Aid bags and Disney. Lizzie McGuire in one Saturday morning on the weekies. Never had a pair of Jordans, I don't want them. My jump shot don't need sneakers, more costs than I can afford them. Rice Krispie treats and noodles, Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin. Cause sometimes, man, I need more space than stars can give me. Most God than God provides me in TV, so I won't get. Why do they run away? Leave me alone now. Why can't I make you stay? I got a Jasper book sack, a girl that be talking about me in third period. The day was still made for me. Reruns of Martin waiting on me. My cake for me, my cake for me. Ain't me, scared me, Ashley makes me jealous. Sherilyn's my best friend. Brian's my boyfriend, gay as his father. But his love letters be sweeter than snowballs in the east and breezy street. Our rap in one love letter, a warm sweater in December. I'm better, I'm better. I DK, man, whatever. I am prettier than Sunday. On Mondays, I be tripping. My mama want me to wash the dishes while she makes my brother lazy and distant. I am moving at 18. Fast forward, singer, standard, ritual, sacred scene. And I'm complaining, catching bugs like it's a brand new thing. I want everything or anything. Thrift clothes in a basket or a hummy truck. My life is funny as like Bruce in the cut. Just my luck. I end up famous and blunt, rolling up blunt, turned down while everyone is busy turning up. Everybody likes to turn up, right? Man, everybody likes to turn up. Oh, where do the acts go? Why do they run away? Oh, da da da. Leave me alone now, now, now. Okay, I will. Why can't I make you stay? Why do they run away? Ooh, leave me alone. Now, 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 now. Why can I make you stay?
Tank and the Bangas. We'll have more with the band after a quick break. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We're back with Tank and the Bangas.
That was fun.
That was beautiful, man.
It was so fun to watch you guys because clearly something new had happened.
Yeah.
For you guys, you know.
He played.
Yeah. And it was fun to watch you because you kind of tell the electricity was going from each other. Like, this is different.
Yeah, man, that is so cool.
How did all of you meet? Like, I'm just trying to picture the universe. I know you've answered this question a million times, but I'm just trying to picture
the universe. There's a storyteller for this story.
All y'all in each other's orbits.
There's a storyteller. His name is Norman Spence.
Please, Norman.
Funny story. One Sunday night, I had to feature with this singer in New Orleans, Tanya Boyd Cannon. She was the feature at Black Star Books and Cafe. I got there with her. They had two guys that were, they're calling themselves the Black Star Bangas. They were the house band for that open mic. Tank and Josh were there. I don't think they were there together either.
We wasn't.
I met them two that night. Josh being a drummer, me being a keyboard player, we fit right in with the house band, which was a guitarist and a bass player, you know what I mean? So they the Black Star Bangas, Tank Com, a bunch of other artists there. We started a group called the Liberated Soul Collective. That went on for so long. After a lot of those members left, it was Tank, the Black Star Bangas, of course, me and Josh, and that was Tank and the Black Star Bangas. Well, that went on for a second, and then after that second was over, and you know, they started doing other things. I met Merle. Actually, Merle met Tank at a Nina Simone tribute. He played. That's our other keyboard player, just
to
be clear.
Simone.
Shout out to Nina Simone. Me and Merle were playing with Tanya together. After I met Tank, you know, I brought him over with that too. I was like, you know, shoot, let's get some help. We had another keyboard player, two keys, bass, blah, blah, blah. Bass player left, I got on bass, had a keyboard player. I get to church one night a couple years later, and it's a black church in the hood in New Orleans.
You got to say all that.
And I get there, and I see this young white guy on sax sitting in the rehearsal. And we got a sax player, so I ain't think twice. I'm like, all right, I don't know what they doing, but I hope he know what he in for. So we get to running it.
Meanwhile.
Look at Albert just standing there like.
It's all true. He didn't know this was happening in my head, but this was really happening.
Yo, these are thoughts you never knew.
These are thoughts he never heard.
For,
so.
Wait, for our audience, Albert is white.
He's white.
Oh, capital H.
But so yes, so this happened, and I see him, and then we were trying to pull, Tank and the Bangles was trying to pull off Power Trip by J. Cole. I found out Albert played flute too. I was like, can you do a B major scale? Probably ask him something stupid like that. Because we had another situation. He came to rehearsal and never left.
Yeah.
He did a show at Tipitina's with us and begged our manager. He said, take me with you. And he's been here ever since.
That's true.
He's right there.
That's true.
These are facts.
Why were you there that night?
So I had seen a flyer in my university's music building.
Facts.
For this church called Next Level. They had like it was a great flyer. It had some clip art of like a steeple and the logo.
Facts.
It was great. And they needed any instruments. They were like, we need horns. We need, I think they said keyboards and piano.
Kazoo.
I don't know who wrote the flyer. Then they needed anything they could get.
It was whatever.
I just called. I called and I talked to the pastor. I talked to the musical director. I talked to Brandon and Pastor Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said, yeah, come on down. And then I came down. And Norman, actually, this is the funny part. So we had this rehearsal on a Saturday. And I did my little audition for the church. And they were like, oh, yeah, oh, that's great. You sound great. Norman was actually late for the rehearsal, so he missed my audition.
Facts.
But then he walks in. He's like, oh, what's going on here? And then we met. And he had this awesome business card that said Tank and the Bangers on. And I was like, man. I was like, what a great business card. And I was like, this band sounds so cool.
I didn't know the card.
And the rest is history. I played a gig, and then I like asked Javier, I like tugged on his shirt, and I said, hey, take me with you.
I'm interested in, for you each individually, when you think about someone, could be a musician, whomever, who really influenced you and got you to where you are today, who would that person be?
A musician?
Yeah. When you really think about it, when you dig deep, and you're like, "This is the person who inspired me."
My brother.
Oh, okay, that's
your brother.
I wasn't expecting
that. My older brother, Joe.
Why?
He's smashing on keys, man.
Joe is a genius.
I can't curse. He's freaking brilliant on keys, and he's actually one of the musicians on our album too. He's kind of all over the album in little places here and there. So you'll hear him if you order Green Balloons on May 3rd.
He's shining bright.
What's his superpower? Like, what makes him?
I don't know. But other than
his humility, his ears,
he has
his execution.
Well, I guess this is Josh's answer. To him.
I'm sorry.
I mean, yo, this is the thing. This my brother kind of rubs off on everybody. So everybody kind of has the thing that they take away from him. But me, he was always my brother. People looked at him on this pedestal, and I always just saw him as, I want to play music with him. You know what I'm saying? And it was always cool because everybody wanted to play music with him because he was that good. So it was like, I need to be that good so everybody want to play music with me. You know what I mean? And it was like, well, if I play with him, eventually I'm going to be there because I'm not chasing that greatness so much. I'm just right behind him. It's like I'm following your shadow and I'm trying to see what you're doing and I'm learning everything I can. I remember he was like my MD for a long time and he had perfect pitch. So it was very funny for me to try and learn keys and notes on drums. Like, it'd be like, is that an A? And he'd just look at me like I'm stupid. It'd be like, eh, and just turn around and just keep going. And it happened for years like that until one day I was like, is that a B flat? And he turned around and like, huh, yeah, all right. Okay.
For non-musicians listening, perfect pitch is also not normal. And
it's
that
not
is
normal.
Not a normal
it's
way to get
not,
it.
That's
what Josh did is not normal at all. It's actually amazing. That's actually freakish that it was just like
what?
Trial and error and he developed it.
Josh
that's
developed
wild.
It and he is always, not I won't say always, but I watched it develop. It was always about a half step off from the actual note.
How him
about
too.
You? How about you, Norman?
Just
don't me. Lie.
Well,
no.
I mean, yeah. I guess shoot. Really? My dad. He played keys. He still does. He's a pastor though. But he was playing at this little church and he threw me on the drums. We had a piano in the house. Anytime I was trying to figure something out, you know, he might say, yeah, this, that, other. But you know, he let me figure it out and develop it on my own. Him pushing me in that water on the drums made me stretch out and play other instruments. And that was big. But as far as influence, like for where I am now, I definitely gotta say like that whole Dilla D'Angelo thing. Slum Village, Soul Quarians, Quest, Groots, Tip, Tribe, all of that was it. So Dilla was the source. the connection, I think, between all of them groups that made the music that impacted my life the most. So,
How about for you, Albert?
My mentor, Amon Robinson. So I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. And Amon went to this high school that was like the feeder high school that I would go into after this middle school as a musician. And I saw him, I was in sixth grade, he was in the 10th grade, and he was at this big theater, this big like concert hall theater, and he had a dark suit on and a tie and dark glasses. And he had a, there was a ladder behind him with beautiful women dropping rose petals on him and a single spotlight as he played Misty on solo alto saxophone. Wow. And I was like,
it's a moment.
I gotta do it.
Now look, look, look.
Here we gotta do it.
About a moment, dog. He's talking about a moment in life that he always will remember forever. Always.
And then we became, he became my mentor. He would go to the, he went to the Berklee College of Music on a complete full scholarship and would come back to Montgomery and teach us all this stuff. He put me on, the whole neo-soul movement that Norman just talked about, because I'd listened to early hip-hop, but then he put me on harmony and chords, and he just let us play with him. And, man, hey, Amon Robinson is definitely the reason.
That's one of the main reasons.
Tariana, who for you?
I mean, he was the perfect man growing up. I mean, he was singer and musician. It got to be Stevie Wonder. Aww. You know, it got to be Stevie. My dad used to sound just like him. Mm. Stevie sang and played like he had, he didn't have to see, he had vision. Yes. It was so obvious.
Inner vision.
And it guided him, obviously, into the hearts of millions of people all over the world. And I'm one of them.
Yes, me too. Man. Me too. Oh, my goodness.
All can't those songs in the key
we'll
of life.
We'll never get enough. We'll never get enough, yo. Inner vision is so heavy, yo. And he was a teenager. I think he
started out quite young, actually, like not third, before he was a teenager. Yo.
Real little.
Yo.
Did you call him Little Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Little Stevie Wonder.
Yo. He was a true wonder.
I ain't understand like how all of that could come out of a child like that. Fingertips, that's something. When you clap your hand, there's a little bit, and he go off on a harmonica like that. It's like, wait, this is somebody.
I'm telling you,
100 years before he died.
Everybody obviously has to leave this earth there one day. You know what I'm saying?
That's the way we
pass through. But when that man leaves this earth, I will cry like my father is gone.
So this is what has to happen.
We got to meet him before then. We got to meet him.
We got to do something, man.
I think that could happen.
Yeah, we believe it can too.
We have and we're doing it still.
That's how our lives work. We speak things, we work for them, and then they come to us.
London, Coachella, Glass. Oh, I mean, I ain't gonna say too much, but a lot of great stuff.
Yeah,
Fallon
coming your way.
Lord.
Afropunk.
Afropunk.
Next time you see us in New York, Afropunk.
There it is. Yeah. Of course.
We travel back and forth from New Orleans to New York just for a competition, just to get a spot in Afropunk. And when we finally won it, it was like 15 minutes. It was 15 of the craziest minutes of my life.
But it was the dopest thing we ever did.
And so, shout out.
And them people lost their minds for 15 minutes because I don't think they understood what they was about to see.
They did.
Like in real life. When we started, they all just was like, oh my God!
He ran to the stage.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Cool. It was cool, man.
Thank you for coming by the studio today.
Thank you
guys. It's been so much fun. Joshua, Norman, Albert, and Tariana. Tank and the Bangas. Your album comes out May 3rd on Verve Forecast. It's called Green Balloon. If everybody wants to see this magic tonight, it will be on Jimmy Fallon.
There it is.
But we scoop Jimmy first.
Which I spoke into existence.
Will you play a song out for us?
Yeah. From the new album? Definitely. It's called Jeopardy. The Price is Right. I'm joking.
Ooh, stop now before I have to pay for it.
Wow. That was actually called The Price is Wrong.
The price is non-disclosed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tank and the Bangas, their new album is called Green Balloon, and this song is
Nice Things.
This song is Nice Things. Thanks, everybody.
Later, 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 alligator, smell the papers. Okay, 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 okay. Yeah! I ain't got no chill. No, I ain't got chill now. Look, you should do some nice things for me. Nice things. Nice things for me. Ow, it's a Gucci purse, Gucci watch, Gucci. You should buy some ice cream.
for me.
Ooh, ice cream.
Nice things. Nice things.
So I hit him on a Tuesday, making sure I ain't too busy. That's the only time I'm in your city.
I ain't had no nice things
in a minute. Why don't we go shopping for that vintage? I want an OG with a goatee. Got a Cadillac, don't call C. Keep it wine fresh, that's that Kelly wheat. On the lakefront, that's the summer sea. Makes common sense like August green.
You should do some nice things for me.
Ow, Gucci purse, Gucci watch,
Gucci, Gucci. Nice things.
Mella, it's a good luck. What? Good luck.
It's the weekend. I already planned my weekend.
Hit up your friends, text my ex-boyfriend. Is we chillin' or what?
We should link up. Kissy face and makeup like we made up.
In them suicide doors, I want more. That's the score. Hitting beaches in L.A. Pretty boys down in the day. Late, late. Open up the door for me.
Man, can you bring it back, shutting down the stores for me? Can you open up the door for me? Can you bring it back, bring it back, bring it back again? Can you open up the bag for me? Slide the keys to that mother, Jack. You should do some nice things for me. Make some red beans for me. That's a New Orleans thing. That's like New Orleans. Red beans. Nice things, nice things.
Nice things. I say later, later, later. Alligator smell the fevers. Okay. Chill. I ain't got no chill. No. I ain't got chill meal. One more time. Later, later, later.
Alligator smell the fevers. Okay.
I ain't got no chill. Luck. I ain't got your luck. Nice.